Films from Sri Ramanashramam, Part 4, continued from the September-October 1991 issue. Continuing with the 1946 film made by Mr. Reddy of Hyderabad, we see the Maharishi and Attendant Rengaswamy walking up the stairs leading to the mountain north of the ashrama. Sri Bhagavan seems to struggle somewhat while ascending the stairs. His ascent up the hill is also slow but steady. The cameraman must have been rushing about, repositioning himself, for we see Sri Bhagavan from at least 5 different angles slowly moving up the hill. Then the camera focuses on 2 ladies, Mrs. Talayar Khan and Premji's daughter, both in white saris. One of them bends over and clears some pebbles from the trail, over which they expect the Maharishi to be treading momentarily. Sri Bhagavan appears at a distance on the return swing of his walk. The ladies slip behind a large boulder beside the path. The Maharishi proceeds closer to where the ladies remain in hiding. Is this an ambush in the making? Well, we will never know, for next we see Sri Bhagavan stop and turn towards the camera, exactly where the mountain top looms directly overhead, the classic Father Arunachala and Son Ramana shot. As this film ends, Sri Bhagavan, followed by his attendant and yes, the 2 devoted ladies, are seen nearing the back entrance of the ashrama. Another brief scene of Bhagavan entering the bathroom, and it is all over. Now we come to one of the more historically valuable films. In Our Possession are 2 films produced by the Indian Information Bureau. This first short newsreel was shot on September 1st, 1946, the day commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Maharishi's arrival at Arunachala. On this day, the Golden Jubilee celebration was observed in a grand manner. Suri Nagama gives many wonderful details relating to the event here. Letters from Sri Ramanashramu. This newsreel with a commentary was shown in cinema houses around the country, and G.V. Subramaya reports seeing it as described in his book, Sri Ramana Reminiscences. Bhagavan also comments about this movie in the same book. The footage we have of this film is incomplete. The negative apparently was later stretched and stilled at several places in an attempt to fit the narration into the limited footage. The narration too has omissions. We believe there must be a complete version of this footage somewhere, but efforts so far to find one have not been successful. The film begins by showing the archway entrance of Sri Ramanashramu. A large procession is then seen making its way through the entrance. The procession is again viewed passing the camera inside the ashrama. Some prominent devotees seen are Swami Viswanathan, the present president of Sri Ramanashramam, T.N. Vegatraman, and Apuchi, the present head priest. At this point, the narration starts, although the beginning of it has obviously been cut. The camera now shifts to the Maharishi, majestically sitting cross-legged on a sofa under a pandal tattered shed. There are many men and 1 child standing near him. Incense slowly wafts its fragrant smoke, swirling up before this holy scene. We can almost smell it. The Maharishi's eyes are open, but his look is lost in the unspeakable depths of everlasting awareness. The camera shifts and we view the sage from 3 different angles during a 30-second period. It is a powerful scene, a testimony to a lofty personality, exuding a presence that has influenced the lives of so many during this century. Throughout this darshan scene, an English narration in typically British accent continued in the March-April issue.